If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. And today I'm chatting with Sylvia Mizokami, a massage therapist and founder of Mizokami Advanced Circulatory Sports Lymphatic Massage. Her extensive knowledge of the human body is the product of 40 years of work in the health and massage therapy fields. Her technique increases lymph flow, improves circulation, and eliminates toxins from the body. Her system of lymphatic massage therapy doesn't just aid the lymphatic system by breaking up calcification caused by stagnation of lymph fluid, but it increases overall lymph fluid flow. And when you have proper flow of your lymphatic system, you can live a healthy, vibrant life. So increasing your lymph flow improves blood circulation, and as a result, inflammation is often brought up through the body and released. So this particular technique that she developed over the years helps the lymph system flush out excess fluid and toxins, reducing and preventing further inflammation and supporting anyone that's struggling with dis-ease. So whether it's low energy, health issues with the breasts, with the thyroid, with shoulder pain, you name it, she has helped clients eliminate or heal from it. Through this episode, you'll learn more about how to use lymphatic massage to improve whatever state your health is in, the amount of sessions that you need to go to in order to see results, what your lymphatic therapist should be using when it comes to oils. That's very important. I myself have been going to Sylvia's practice in San Clemente, California for, I think I started back in 2016, 2017, and I went regularly once a week for years. And I did that because I knew that there was a lot that needed to drain out of my lymphatic system, and it brought back my energy levels tenfold. I was at a point where I had done so many cleanses, so many juice fasts, that I just couldn't go that route to get healthy anymore. I was so burnt out on, but I felt like just starving myself and not feeling like I could participate in life because I was always on some sort of food cleanse in order to get healthy. And so I decided to table that and just manage a balanced, healthy food lifestyle and find other modalities to help bring back my energy levels. And one of them that I chose was this type of lymphatic massage therapy with going to the infrared sauna. And that helped immensely, so much more than some of these cleanses. So I wanted to share her knowledge on lymphatic massage therapy with you guys. When I first started going to this in like 2016, I really felt like I couldn't share it on Instagram or with people because it seemed kind of fringe. You know, you really heavily drain on a towel. Your whole body is outlined. You can see dark spots. You have this calcification that comes up in your skin. And I didn't know how to share this with other people to help them. And now lymphatic massage therapy has kind of become trendy. So I think it's really important for people to learn about the right type of lymphatic massage therapy versus the kind that maybe looks cool, gives you temporary results, but isn't actually helping your physical body. There's always a lot out there in the health and wellness space, and you have to find the version that's best for you, not just in the moment, but long term. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Sylvia. She has two offices in Southern California if you're interested in booking a massage with a number of beautiful, fantastic therapists. She is in San Clemente, California and up in Brentwood in Los Angeles. She trains massage therapists. So if you are someone that's looking to upgrade your practice, this is an incredible technique. And I hope you guys enjoy learning more about your beautiful lymphatic system in this episode. Cheers. Welcome to the podcast, Sylvia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I feel so grateful to be here.
Well, I've really wanted to have you on for a long time to chat about the lymphatic system because your work has been so life-changing for me. Because when I was at a point in my life where I was suffering with chronic fatigue syndrome and I just didn't have any energy anymore, I found like that all these cleanses and all this detox that I was doing wasn't supporting my energy level. And my colon hydrotherapist, who was also a nurse, suggested you and your practice and said, you need to book a session and get a lymphatic massage and you need to start going regularly. And I believe that if you can flush your lymph, all your energy will come back. And it did.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as, let me give you an example. So we're going to put a car through a car wash. So that's what regular detox does. But we don't take it to get an oil change or have its regular maintenance. So yes, it makes you feel better when you go and get other cleanses done. But does it take care of the underlying problem of why it became stagnant in the first place? Why is it building up waste in the first place? So, you know, the most important thing we can do for ourselves is cleaning our body. We worry about cleaning houses and we worry about cleaning our cars and making sure we look pretty on the outside and wash our hair. But the most important thing in your life should be cleaning the inside of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're definitely not given any kind of book on how to manage our physical body. So that's why I love doing, you know, the podcast is to help remind people or show them maybe for the even the first time, the little tools that they need to integrate into their life in order to manage this physical machine that we're in. So what is the lymphatic system for people that aren't necessarily sure?
It's funny. The first thing that comes to my mind is it's our housekeepers. The lymphatic system is like a housekeeper. It's like a cleaning solution. It's the way that we get rid of our metabolic waste. And metabolic waste can do damage to our body. So the lymphatic system is your cleaning system. It cleanses your bodily fluids. It cleanses your blood. It's part of your vascular system, your circulatory system. It's part of your organs.
So it's part of your waste management system.
Absolutely.
We're just not as familiar with it.
Yes, it's part of your waste management system. It's what cleanses your bodily fluids, what keeps your body away from collecting debris to the point of causing density, calcification, and disease.
So why do we have to manually pump the system?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that because a lot of people, well, many clients that have come to me over the years, some of them, hey, so I'm just here for maintenance reasons, but I'm really healthy. I eat clean. I exercise a lot. So I'm a really healthy person. And then we start working on them. And all of a sudden that person may drain really dark. I'll explain that later on. So what makes us needing it is our family genetics, environment, stress is what made make us have a stagnation of a lymph system. So everyone can benefit from the lymphatic system. Everyone can benefit from cleansing it. And things that you can see that may give you a sign of who needs it, that is visible to me, which drives my husband crazy because he'll be talking to me and I'm not paying attention because I'm staring at this person going, oh my goodness, that person's suffering from this, or they're headed this direction. Even discoloration spots in your skin, is your chin different color than your cheeks? Do you have rashes? Are there bumps on the side of your arms and on the back of your tricep? Are you exhausted? And no reason for it being that way. Like you've got a good night's rest, you're eating well, you're exercising well, but you have this chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. Are you losing hair? Are your nails brittle? So there's benefits to the lymphatic system, but there's some that also need it more than others. And there's some that need it more frequently than others.
How did you learn that massage was such an effective way to drain the system? Because we hear about dry brushing for our lymph. And I think we hear about jumping on a trampoline. But I don't think as many people are familiar with the massage for draining lymph, or they've heard about it, but they think it's just trendy.
Right. And oh boy. Okay. I totally get it. If I was not in the lymphatics field, I would think it's trendy too. It's everyone and their mothers have become an expert. It's so out there right now. And when I was talking about it back in the day, I had to explain it to people. Nobody even heard of the lymph system unless they came in through my doors because they got diagnosed with cancer. And now they know what lymph nodes are, which is sad. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's, you know, it's very trend. It is trendy right now. I'm going to admit. It scares me because I see a lot of posts. I see a lot of examples how to drain your own lymph system, go in the wrong direction. So, you know, that part is scary for me. And I worry about people being directed in the wrong way. So back to your question, like, how do you know if you need it? How do you explain to people how to go about get it? Why massage? Well, it kind of goes back to where I learned how important it is a little bit, which is through the physical therapy field. Working in the physical therapy field, we started seeing it was easier if we drained the shoulder of the professional pitcher so he can make faster pitches and have full range of motion if we drained his shoulder. And then we started working with breast cancer. We were asked to work with breast cancer, that people that had frozen shoulder from breast cancer. And after a lot of journaling, I realized there's so many women that get breast cancer, and by the way, men too, that start off with shoulder problems. And they'll say, oh, it's because one time I brought down the hood of my car too fast, or I reached the wrong way, or I caught my son's ball. But if you tear your tendons easy in your shoulders, it's because your shoulders are dry. They're dense. They don't have enough vascular flow. For example, there's four watersheds that meet up at the shoulders. So if that is dry, it's like becomes like a dry sponge and easy to tear. So,
wow,
isn't it? So then we started draining women with breast cancer. And it was interesting seeing the difference in the drainage. The severity of the cancer draining differently. And, also, one thing I do want to mention is, if you have concern about, for example, breast cancer, just because you don't carry the BRCA1 or the BRCA2 gene and there's nobody else in your family with breast cancer, you can be still sharing the same genetics of the lymphatic system of other family members. And that's something I've learned over the years, over the 40 years of doing this, is I will have a group of family members that have a lot of cancer in their family, but there's no real link to any certain gene. Well, that's because they share the same lymphatic system. Like, Whitney, you walk a certain way because of an ancestor. You raise an eyebrow when you talk because of an ancestor. Your lip goes to the side because of an ancestor. Our lymph system works to a point because of our ancestors.
Yes. And we don't just match one ancestor. We match them all in very subtle ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some have great things for us and some not so much.
Yeah. We get to be the one that clears it, right?
Or absolutely. To stop the pattern. Oh, stop the pattern. Yeah. That's the key. That's why we love getting children. Babies. We love getting babies to work on. Especially if they're born with a little red spot on the back of the neck, right where the spine is, right in here. You see a little red spot and doctors say, oh, it's just a pigment thing. Well, that to me is a closed watershed. So that needs to be opened up to diminish their chances of autoimmune and a poor lymph system in the future. The interesting part is, we'll get a family with a child that, no way, no one's touching me, I'm not going to massage, and then we'll do the sibling, and that sibling will have a healthier lifestyle, will feel healthier, will have more motivation to do well. And that's because the lymph system not only makes us look healthier, keeps our fat cells from building up, it also can make us happier. It helps the adrenals, helps the thyroid, the pituitary gland, the tonsils, all that's part of the lymphatic system, the pancreas, the spleen. So if we have a good, strong, functioning lymph system, that's something we've learned also in the physical therapy field of doing this, is we saw behavior changing. We saw people getting happier. We saw them not be as tired and look better. So with that, we started, well, gosh, let's not just work on the shoulders. Let's not just work on the injuries. Let's just start working on their organs. Let's see what we can do there. All of a sudden, people with Crohn's were getting better. People with chronic disease were going into remission. And yet it was called chronic disease. I myself have lupus. My daughter has lupus. And back in the day when I was diagnosed in my 20s, they said, there's no genetic factor. We don't know where it comes from. Could be this, could be that. Well, now, 40 years later, my daughter has lupus, at a young age. She got diagnosed at 22 also. And it can be genetic. So the lymph system has that possibility of causing some strong genetics. And being ahead of the game, and knowing it's there and not ignoring it and being proactive is just like being proactive and getting an oil change in your car, making sure the engine stays clean and keeps running. It's so simple, isn't it? But we have a hard time. And we have such a hard time spending money on ourselves. We feel guilt like, well, no, we should be making sure that we have a better house. No, we should make sure our 16-year-old son has the new car. But we don't think about how important it is to keep our body nice and clean so our future children have a cleaner body, breaking that chain, breaking that genetics. So no one has the perfect answers on how to 100% improve the lymphatic system. But over the years, 40 years of journaling and working on thousands of bodies, they have taught me what mistakes we can make to have the lymph system go the wrong direction, or what we can we do to make sure it goes that right direction. I've seen it, for example, the pandemic. People were scared to come in and get massages, so they didn't come in. And seeing their cancers return, seeing people get worse, seeing being diagnosed with something we were trying to prevent in the first place was really... Not to say the pandemic was good for me in any way. It was not good for any of us, but it was good for me to see the seriousness of I needed to have that reminder of how seriously I need to take the lymphatic system and that it's okay for me to be a little more honest with some people because I've always was in fear of scaring them. But now I've taught the therapist, we got to find that fine line between you don't want to fear someone into getting lymphatic done, But you also don't want them walk out the door thinking everything's okay. And then a year later, they come back diagnosed with something. And then we're hitting ourselves over the head going, why didn't we say anything? And I have been in those shoes. Even with close friends of mine, I've been in those shoes. And they have taught me not to do that again.
Yeah, I know when I go and I see a therapist, I always say, please tell me what you see as you're working on me. Like, any information is better than no information. I'd rather know, because then maybe I can think about what I'm doing that's causing that inflammation when you touch a certain part of my body, or it gives me clues on little ways that I need to edit my life if they're catching something that I'm not. You know, other yes. people's perspectives on your body and your health is what we all need.
Oh, yeah. And I love that about you. That's wonderful. I wish everyone would do that. But some people can't. You know, some people do prefer to take the time to just lay there and, you know, fall asleep or not worry. Some people get a little hypochondriac about that. But trust me, there's no more that I understand than being a hypochondriac. Okay. Sometimes we read these people's intake forms and we're answering yes to all the questions that are scary. Therapist and I become very hypochondriac with working on so many people with disease. But I think that it's important to turn that around and call it proactive instead of scared. You know, it's important to be proactive. And then that should take away your fear. So if you see a towel that is really drained dark and it's scary looking, instead of going, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble, I'm going to get cancer or something. Instead, isn't this great? This is out of me. It's out of me. Just like we get excited about our car looking so beautiful after being detailed. That's how excited we should get about seeing a towel that's drained, you know? And not everybody needs that much drainage. And it's interesting trying to determine, that's my biggest challenge, is like, why do these people not need a drain? I start picking their brains more than the ones that are ill. Mm-hmm. What do you eat? What do you do? What's your stress? And it's interesting. The only thing that I've realized that the ones that don't drain as dark and don't have, you know, strong family genetics of autoimmune, and aren't like exercise gurus and eat perfectly healthy, have one common thing that I thought was very interesting. I was thinking about it today, feeling grateful that you're having me on the show, that if I could just reach one person, that's just a wonderful thing. But they have gratitude. They live in life in gratitude and an appreciation every day of their lives. Quite remarkable, isn't it? And they're the ones that are... Yeah. Holding less stagnation. Not that, you know, if we drain dark, we're not grateful, we don't have appreciation. I'm just saying this is one common thing with them.
Yeah, they must let a lot more go. They don't carry as much with them.
They don't carry as much with them. Emotionally. Yeah. It's interesting because I am a believer that what you go through life, it could be when you were a child and you might have suffered being sexually abused, and you go through life and you've gone over it. Not that anybody goes over it, but they're thinking they've gone over it. They go into adulthood and all of a sudden they hit their 40s and they're suffering and they can't figure it out why. And, you know, there's certain areas that those people tend to drain more than others because they're holding it in. They haven't healed from it. And that's what's beautiful about lymphatic drainage. You know, you can look at that town, just let it out. Like, that's gone. That experience has left your body. That stress has left your body. That anger and sadness. It really is. Lymphatic is such a beautiful thing to get done, to the point of not only just healing your body, but healing your mind, mm-hmm. helping your emotions not get the best of you.
The emotional release in the most very comforting way.
In the most comforting way. And it does, it gets people to talk and open up like no other.
Well, what I like about your style is that you guys use warm coconut oil and sesame oil. How did you choose that path, which is more Ayurvedic and holistic, right, than using like a generic lotion?
I was asked the other day how many oils by a therapist that we've fairly trained recently. How many oils did you have to go through? And I couldn't answer it. So, of course, I went home and thought about it. I would say I went about past 20 that I had to really find which was the best one to go. I love Ayurvedic medicine. I've always been involved with it. I'm a believer in it. I love Chinese medicine. And sesame oil has been used since the BCs. They have found sesame seeds in mummies' nails in order to preserve the nail, keep it from getting fungus, right? So sesame oil is probably the most researched oil out there. It is called the queen of all oils. It's the only one known to go all the way to the bone marrow. Imagine that. So it was a no-brainer that I wanted to use it because I wanted to get all the way to the bone marrow. Was obsessed with helping those with bone cancer. That I would say that was one of my biggest passions of helping others fight bone cancer, children especially, that were getting diagnosed at a younger and younger age. So what could we do? How do we get to this, to the bone marrow of all this? And only sesame oil is the only one that is known to reach the bone marrow. So that was a no-brainer. But we don't want everybody walking out smelling like peanuts and cashews too, or like they just came out of a Asian restaurant, you know? So we wanted them to be able to go to work and not feel like everyone can smell them. So that was a big challenge, finding one that was odorless too, but that can drain well and that was organic. So that wasn't raised with pesticides. So that was really not an easy challenge, but we're able to accomplish it. So this may surprise you, but coconut has very little benefit to the lymphatic system.
That's interesting.
As a matter of fact, it could actually clog your pores. So you're probably going, well, Sylvia, why in the world would you use a coconut oil that could clog pores? Why would you even use coconut oil? Well, because coconut oil is moisturizing, even though it clogs pores, it's collagenogenic, but it's a cooling oil. So if we didn't put a little bit of coconut oil into the warming oil of sesame, the person's entire body would feel warm. And then we wouldn't be able to find the core of inflammation. We wouldn't be able to know where our work needs to be done for a long period of time. So by adding a little bit of coconut to some bodies, it keeps it at a comfortable temperature. So if you're warm, let's say you're rhomboids, let's say you're constantly looking down at your phone.
Oh, yes. We know this is something going on. Yes.
Right? And the rhomboids are full because now, the rhomboid, just that alone, it's swollen in the rhomboids can cause brain fog, tinnitus of the ears. It can affect your pituitary gland. It can cause bacteria along here, right? So you're looking down on your phone, rhomboids. But if I put a lot of coconut oil and only oil, I'm not going to know it's hot. If I put only sesame oil, the whole body's going to warm up because the rhomboids are so close to the spine watershed. It's just going to, the whole thing's going to warm up. By putting a little bit of coconut, I'll know that it's your rhomboids that are suffering. They're the ones that are really swollen. I need to revisit them a lot throughout the massage. What sets sesame oil aside also is that it allows your lactic acid to come through too. So it's the only known oil that we can actually feel lactic acid escape through your 7 layers of fascia. So it's quite remarkable, isn't it? Not all, you're not going to have massage therapists using it a lot. It's expensive. It's not a cheap oil to use. One thing I can tell you after being through different massage schools and learning massage all these years is most places will use a massage oil that will last a long time. That's more beneficial to the massage therapist being able to do good, smooth work. And that's okay. That, it's needed for that. But we use the sesame oil because we want to get the most out of that session and the most, so therefore the most debris, metabolic debris out. And so we have to keep reapplying it. Something you have to get used to is that your max cell massage therapist is going to stop and keep putting oil on you.
I know, but that's what I love. Like, yeah. I like to go to my sessions with you guys showered. Mm-hmm. So that way I can be covered in the oils. And then my body gets to be moisturized in such a deep way.
Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy.
And don't shower afterwards. That's a shame to shower afterwards. Sesame is a natural cleaner. So you're actually removing a natural cleaner when you go home and shower. It's okay if you do. Some people want to do that. But keep in mind that the longer you leave it on, the more beneficial it is, because it's actually still destroying. When we when we take that towel and wipe it off, we can't go through down the seven layers to wipe it off. So it's still sitting in there, doing its work, destroying those nasty little pathogens we don't want.
Amazing. And the other thing I find amazing is the lactic acid that comes up on the skin. If you haven't experienced it before, it is amazing. It's like somebody just dropped little bits of sand on your skin, but it actually came out of you.
That's the calcification. You think of it as the sesame oil allows seven layers of fascia to loosen up. The technique helps that along the way. So we become like that little chisel inside you, breaking up calcification. So what comes through is tiny little crystals. Sometimes they look like splinters. Sometimes they look like lint. But most of the time, they look like little tiny clear sand pebbles. And that's calcification. Now, if your body can have calcification come through your skin, it's a compliment to your body. It means it responded really well to having the lymphatic system opened up, and it has the capability of keeping it open, which is amazing. We get very excited, the therapist and I'm like, yes, we got calcification from this person's body who's been diagnosed with this and that. It's just going to be okay. We just got to like make sure we get that calcification out as much as possible. Arthritis is a form of calcification. Do clearly understand, Whitney, that you know, first comes stagnation, then the density, the skin gets hard. You've heard of, you go get mammogram, oh, your breasts are dense, we're going to have to do an MRI, because they worry about density, and rightfully so, because first comes the stagnation, the density, then comes the disease. So we want to get rid of calcification. And that lactic acid we're talking about, it's very kind of Vaseline-y feel to the therapist. As a matter of fact, the funny thing is we'll have a client go to turn over to face up, and we'll see a blob of, looks like jelly, looks like Vaseline with a little bit of yellow sometimes. They're like, what's that? Is that the oil? No, that came out of your body. And they're always in shock. Sometimes, you know, we use ice packs to cool people down. And sometimes we've had clients go, is your ice pack leaking? You know, is the gel coming out? Because they just cannot believe. But what we see is they're taking deeper breaths. The crazy thing is a lot of them, their voice changes because their bronchial tube is actually more open. Their esophagus is more open because we got rid of the lactic acid.
So if someone's listening to this and they unfortunately don't live in Southern California and can't visit one of your two locations, if they are going out to look for a lymphatic massage, what should they be looking for? How do they know that they're going to a place that's really going to manage their lymphatic system properly, that's not going to be too hard on their body?
Yes, that's the scary thing is that you do need to research, because you're paying for a lymphatic massage, you should get a lymphatic massage. It shouldn't be somebody that just took a quick course online and now says they're a lymphatic expert. What you need to do is check and make sure that they're licensed. Make sure they're licensed by the city they're in or the county. Some areas you only have to be licensed by the county. Some have to be licensed by the county and the city. Are they certified? Check and see if they're certified. When you walk into their place or even try to visit the place before you schedule an appointment, because you don't want to prepay and schedule an appointment for a place you've never seen and that don't have good pictures online, they don't have a good website, they don't have, you know, have, so be careful with that. Go and, you know, look and see, are there certifications on the wall? Is there a business license on the wall? Are they doctor referred? Because I'll tell you right now, it's scary how popular it's gotten. So you want to make sure that you go to somebody that knows what they're doing. Call your local, the local physical therapist if you're traveling. A good local physical therapist, or call a cancer center and get referrals. That's a good way to find a good lymphatic specialist too.
And if somebody was looking to go in for a session or even just for a regular massage, do you suggest that they maybe take their own sesame oil or coconut oil instead of just settling for the lotion that they might have? Yeah.
Always. I always love it when they say that. I never want to tell them to do that. And I don't suggest it, because you'd be surprised that, you know, there's massage places out there that can get mad because they're selling their own product. They make a lot of money selling their own lotions. So you do want to suggest to them, yeah, you know, take this in, you know, ask them if they could please use that instead.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you like to use at home on your skin besides sesame oil or coconut oil?
You can use grapeseed oil too, which is nice. Castor oil also is nice. You know, the key is moisturize. Don't stress too much about what you're putting on. Moisturize like crazy. Make sure your skin stays soft. But do avoid things with certain ingredients, you know, definitely. Like, I'm really terrified of parabens. I drive my family crazy because I like, does your shampoo have parabens? Let me see your conditioner. Let me see your lotion. Because the parabens actually have an ability to have estrogen. Can you believe it? So I have treated many with breast cancer that have used a lot of lotions with parabens and were straight out told by their oncologists it could have caused it. So yeah, being careful to just have plant-based moisturizers on you. Are they organically grown moisturizers? Just make sure that there's clean, just like our food. We want to make sure our food is as clean as possible. Same thing with what you put on your skin. So think about it. We can drain your debris out of your skin, right? So anything we put on your skin can go in, right? So we need to be careful. Just like we worry about what we eat, we need to worry about what we put on our bodies. Just don't stress to the point of spending a lot of money, because there's a lot of very cheap plant-based lotions out there. What's important is that you keep a lot of lotion on you all day, throughout the day. Reapply. Why? It's very difficult for a vascular system to not work well with very moisture skin. And your lymphatic system is part of your vascular system. Okay. Keep the vascular flow going.
That's a really good tip, because especially in the winter time, you know, you get out of the shower and you're cold and you just want to put, you know, your clothes back on. You don't want to take the time to necessarily moisturize and let it soak in. And then you
that's the best time to do it, right out of the shower.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is a very good reminder. Thank you. What do you think of other techniques out there for quote unquote draining your lymph, like dry brushing, like saunas?
I think dry brushing should be part of everyone's life every day, especially if you're on a computer. You should be dry brushing your forearms, you know? So yes, I'm big on dry brushing. I'm big on, you know, take your warm shower, but finish it in cold as best as you can. Turn down the temperature. That contrast is going to increase the lymph flow. Don't worry again about how or what direction to dry brush. Wait, am I doing it the right way? It's so simple. Do whatever you want, but just finish towards the heart. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just finish towards the heart. So that's important. Exercise is important. Moving. Now, when I say exercise, we have some very unhealthy, hardcore exercise gurus. They just don't do enough cardio. The cardio is the most important part. Making sure you have a good amount of cardio every day. You know, it takes longer for a woman's lymph system to kick in than a man's. Mm. Not fair, but a man can go and do cardio for 20 minutes and he's good for the lymph system for the rest of the day. A woman takes longer, so we need to actually take longer walks and longer runs. But swimming is great. You know, also, you know, the trampoline work is really nice. So there's definite tools, but the easiest ones are the dry brushing at home, rinsing in cold showers, stretching, meditating, yoga. If you're going to do a sauna, and if you want my honest opinion about that, mm-hmm. is there's been more studies showing that near infrared sauna is best for the lymphatic system. You don't want it to get too hot and affect your kidneys, okay? You don't want to warm up your kidneys too much. And you want to be careful where you have your near infrared sauna. Did somebody just come out from the sauna and you're going right back, you're going into it? Was it sanitized and clean in between? Is the wood stained? It's, you know, stained wood. It's not healthy to breathe in when it's raised in temperature. Wow. So the more natural woods, you know, and not, you know, it's okay to not have that fancy sauna where you could share it with your husband's toxins. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to meditate and relax, go out of it, come back, go to the bathroom, come back, sit down again for a little bit. So, you know, keep that in mind that it doesn't have to be over 125 for it to benefit the lymph system. Okay. The near infrared light is giving you the benefits of the sun without the damage of the sun.
These are really good tips. Thank you. Is there anything else you think people really need to know about taking control of draining their lymph system? Is there one thing that they can consider doing at least once a week so they can get their body naturally draining?
So they can get their body walking. Let me explain why walking is so important. You know, when we run, we still keep our arms bent. But yeah. Walking, walking and straightening your arms and allowing them to swing naturally behind you, kind of forming that scap squeeze, opens up all these axillary lymph nodes. And it's hard to walk really stiff, right? You got to move your hips. That works all the inguinal lymph nodes, the lymph nodes of the lower abdominal region, the abductors, the adductors. You literally hit every lymphatic channel when you do long distance walking. And really walk with emphasis, you know, kind of like you're just with the, get those hips proudly moving, get those arms proudly going. And that's the best. The walkers are my healthiest when it comes to the lymphatic system. It gets hard, you know, even swimming is great, but so many pools are with chlorine water and that's not great for you. You do have to swim in a chlorine pool. By the way, don't go to the shower and rinse in hot. You're just sinking in that chlorine even deeper into your body. You want to use colder water to rinse.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big change in pools over the next, you know, few years, that more pools are going to move away from using chlorine and hopefully ozonating their water or finding different techniques to keep it clean. I think we're going to see a big change.
I wish we tried to get our community pool to become a saltwater pool, but we kind of lost that battle. It's just unfortunate the community doesn't realize the importance of salt water to prevent cancer prevention and lung mm-hmm. capacity. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't,
lot of things. And by the way, you know, it's interesting. We get a lot of athletes with AstroTurf coming in.
Oh my gosh.
Drain really dark. Very scary. And the hotter it gets, the worse it is for them to breathe it. So
I still can't believe that they've taken away grass and put that down for kids to play on.
Yes.
Well, where do you turn to keep learning about ways to improve your health and well-being and, you know, further support your clients? Where does your inspiration come from?
Well, the Googling things can be very scary because everyone's websites, they get sponsors, right? So you don't know what's the truth out there. I use a lot of the medical universities to get my information. Recent research, I stay very involved with recent research and studies. I highly recommend if you really want to learn about whether something that you're taking medication-wise can cause your lymph system to become more stagnant, or you want to read more research, go into what your tax dollars actually pays for, and that's PubMed.gov. I do a lot of reading there. They post a lot of research and studies, and that's helped me over the years tremendously. Of course, I turn into doctors that have developed relationships over the years just from working on their patients and asking them their advice and their opinion and things. And do I take it always? Not always. Sometimes we get in arguments about certain things, the wrong chemo recipe being for this person because they're actually draining darker and they're getting more inflammation. So we go back and forth, but that going back and forth, we learn from one another too. It's not always easy for a doctor to listen to a simple massage therapist either. So we try to balance and learn from one another as best as we can.
Yeah, you guys see the patient in different ways.
Absolutely. I'll read books and I'll pick up things and I'll learn some new information, but I also will do my own research. Well, how did he find out about that? You know, how sure is he that that's a big problem? It really is not a difficult system to learn. It really is. It's important to know the antagonists and synergists of each muscle tissue. It's important to know how many watersheds and pathways lead to that muscle tissue because lymphatics is not just a technique going the direction. You want to open the beginning of the muscle, the end of the muscle, then work the belly of the muscle, and then open the lymph system so everything can flow easier. So it's, really easy for me to teach, for example, physical therapists how to become a lymphatic specialist because they already know the beginning and the end of the muscle tissues and what their synergies and antagonists is. So it's not just about knowing the direction of the lymph system. It's knowing how to get the body prepared to get the best out of what you're about to do lymphatically. So that's why there's a lot of cross fiber work with what we do. MaxCell stands for mesocomy, advanced circulatory, because I believe we have to add the advanced circulatory techniques into the body in order to soften it up. It has the S in it because we do all the 25 modalities of sports massage, a lot of cross fiber work. Okay. And then the L stands for we go to the direction of the lymph system. We open up watersheds and pathways throughout the entire system. It's important for someone to understand that if they're coming in because their legs are swollen and they just dying to lay there and get their legs opened up, well, the left shoulder helps with the lower extremity. So we have to start from up there. It's important for people to know that if you have a rash here or if you're constantly having bacteria here or you have TMJ, all these lymph nodes, they're attached to these lymph nodes that are attached to these ones here and then go around your breasts. So in order for us to get rid of density in the breasts, we start here, we go here, then we go here. Again, it's like a muscle. Open the front door, open the back door, drain it all.
And when you drain it, when we get off the massage bed, when we get off the towels, what should we personally be looking for on the towel? What type of drainage? What are the colors?
You want to see the silhouette of your body. Like I took a pen and just did a silhouette of your body, an outline, a beautiful line silhouette of the body. Okay. So why? Because that means there's no density. But if it looks like I took a Sharpie and did a bunch of marks along the towel, That means there's density between those dots that you're seeing. And that's why that bacteria has been building up. That's why the toxins are right there. That metabolic waste is stuck. And that can get older and older and older and become dense, become calcified, and cause disease. So that's why when we see the dots, even if someone just drained a little bit and it wasn't that bad of color, yeah, but it's a dot. We can't see that dot. You want to see a few lines coming off your breast right here, because there's three main lymphatic areas right here. We want to see those that are opened up, because then we know all this is going to be okay. All this is going to be okay. So even if you're not dotty, but there's just like this perfect strong line coming here, well, we want to kind of see a few of them sticking out. So, and that means that your shoulders are getting good blood flow. It's interesting, like AFib, we get a lot of them with just the line going forward. They tend to have inflammation around their heart. So it's not just about helping with autoimmunes. It can help the heart. And it could help even with eye disease. So like, for example, on my side of the family and my mom's side of the family, what comes really strong is macular degenerative disease of the eyes. And I don't want to be like my mom and have injections and go legally blind. So, and that's caused by inflammation in the back of the eye. So even working these areas is important. We're not just therapists that come in, okay, get on the table, let's see what you're draining. We're looking at you when you're talking to us. We're already starting our work. We're observing, how did Whitney show up today? Does Whitney have a rash? Does one Whitney's ears sit harder against the side of her head than the other? Is she closed on that? She's swollen here. Is there, you know, when she smiles, is there a lot of little dots right here? Kind of like a lot of pimples. A lot of this tells us, the chin tells us a lot about thyroid disease. So, you know, everyone can use thyroid drainage. That will help tremendously too. So that's another good reason to get the lymph done.
Yeah, it's just like basic. It's just taking your car in regularly for an oil change. It's really interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's the best investment you can make to your body.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can people connect with you and book their massage? Share your locations and how people can learn more about you.
Not only can they book with us, but we also have workshops, because I don't want to leave this earth without the technique continuing to help others. So we also train therapists, and so they can also use the technique in their place. We just require for them to have a business license and be certified too, and have a location. People can reach us at mesocomitherapy.com, and we have the Brentwood, LA location, and we have the San Clemente, which was our main location. And keep in mind, we have affiliates. So we have an affiliates page. So we have a physical therapist that specializes in pelvic floor, Dr. Yvonne Huang, who's also a MaxCell therapist. We have Jody Connors, who's also a MaxCell therapist. We have Vicky, who's our acupuncturist, who's a lymphatic MaxCell therapist. So we even have estheticians that are affiliates on our webpage too. So that's something that others can become also. They can become affiliates of the MaxCell technique, because we want to help as many people as possible. But yes, you know, you can go to mesocomitherapy.com. We have a Facebook page, Instagram page. We have videos to help you. And we really do care with all our hearts to make sure that you better your health and have a better lifestyle and are happier. And, you know, one thing that's important that I want to say is don't do too many things at once, because then you're not going to know what works, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe one or two things at the same time, but just like anything, give it a try, give it a good 6 to 9 sessions. If it doesn't work for you, then yes, go try something else, but don't add stress to your life by taking up time and finances, doing too much at once. It's best to, you're only going to know what works if you take one thing at a time or not do more than two things.
That's great advice. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for finally connecting on the show. It's such a treat. And I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Oh, yes. Yes. And thank you again. And by the way, we've been enjoying your spices. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you.
My son and his girlfriend are amazing cooks. And they used your spices recently. I could not stop eating this chicken. I'm like, am I really getting up and having more? It was so delicious. Thank you.
I'm so glad. I really wanted you to try the adobo just because it has double the amount of turmeric in it. And it's such a great way to sneak it into a meal without necessarily knowing it's there. You just get great flavor and it goes on everything so beautifully. So,
and I don't know what it was about it, but I felt so relaxed afterwards. And yes, the adobo was amazing. We are hooked.
Fabulous. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Everyone stay well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels @WhitneyAronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.